This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. One night, a little girl hops up on her dad's lap and says, "Daddy, we don't spend enough time together." Now, the girl's dad knew that his daughter was right. He really didn't spend enough time with her. So he says, "You know what, princess? I'm sorry. You're right. And I promise I'll make it up to you." And then he looks at her and he says, "You know what, sweetheart? Tomorrow's Saturday. Why not make it up to you then? How about tomorrow we spend the whole day together, just you and me?" The little girl was beyond excited. She went to bed that night with a huge smile on her face. She was so happy. In fact, it took her longer than usual to fall asleep because she couldn't stop thinking about all the fun stuff she'd get to do with her dad the next day. So the next morning rolls around. The girl's father wakes up earlier than usual because he wanted to make sure that he could get his morning ritual in before his daughter woke up. So he starts brewing a cup of Nespresso, grabs his iPad, takes a seat at the table, and opens up the Wall Street Journal app so he could catch up on the news for the day. And just as he was really getting into his article, boo! His daughter jumps up from behind the iPad and says, "I'm awake, Dad, let's play, let's play, let's play!" Now, although the father was excited to spend some quality time with his daughter, he also really wanted to finish his coffee and finish reading that article. So what does he do? He gets an idea. He says, "You know what, honey?" He gives his daughter a huge hug and says, "Our first game of the day is going to be to put together a puzzle. And once we've done that, we'll head outside and play for the rest of the day, do whatever else you want. Sound good?"
"Yeah, Dad, that sounds great."
So the father reaches for an old issue of the National Geographic with a full-page picture of the Earth on the cover. A huge picture of the world taken from space. He rips out the cover page and quickly tears it into a bunch of little pieces. And then he spreads them out onto the table. And he hands his kid some scotch tape. And he says, "All right, honey, I want to see how fast you can put this puzzle together." Thinking that the little girl, his daughter, would be working on this for a while. And now he'd have time to finish up his article, finish up his coffee, and do his thing in peace. So she enthusiastically dives right away into the puzzle and starts shuffling little shreds of magazine paper around the table, trying to put it all together. And the father's feeling great about his bright idea. He picks up his iPad, pulls his article back up, thinking he's bought himself plenty of time to wrap up his morning routine in peace and quiet. But all of a sudden, within minutes, the little girl pops her head out from behind the iPad again and says, "Daddy, Daddy, I'm done." Just a few minutes? How'd she do that? The girl's father looks down, sees the entire picture of the world put back together exactly as it was from the magazine cover without a single piece out of place. How'd she do it? The dad was surprised and kind of proud, but also really surprised and curious all at the same time. "Wow, sweetheart," he says, "how'd you do that?" The girl looks up at her dad and says, "Oh, Dad, it was easy. I didn't think I could do it at first, but then I dropped a puzzle piece on the floor and it landed underneath the table. And when I went underneath the table to grab my puzzle piece, I noticed that because it's a glass top table, I could see the other sides of the puzzle pieces on the bottoms. And when I looked up, guess what, Dad? I noticed that there was a picture of a man on the other side. So that gave me an idea. If I can just put the man together, the world will just fall into place." Wise words from a young soul. If you can put yourself together, everything else falls into place. You know, I first heard a variation of this story years ago on an audio program produced by Earl Nightingale about success and goal setting. And I was still in college at the time, and it was during a period of my life when I was trying to put my own metaphorical puzzle pieces together. I was 19 years old, and to put it simply, I lacked energy for life, totally. I had no clear hopes or dreams. I had no goals in mind. I was constantly concerned with what everyone thought of me. I felt emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually bankrupt. My definition of success revolved around money and nothing else. I felt empty, out of balance. But you know what? I also felt like I was meant to live a higher level of life than I was living at that time. And then I heard old Earl Nightingale's booming voice in my headphones telling me that when I can put myself together, my whole world will fall into place. 12 years later, I still haven't forgotten it. And actually, it's become a story that I'm constantly retelling and narrating in my own mind because it brings two major nuggets of wisdom to my daily life. And I'm going to share them with you right now. And hopefully, they'll stay with you like they've stayed with me. The first one is the father's obvious yet oh so relatable lack of life balance. Now, this reminds us how important it is to check in on the major areas of our lives on a regular basis. How are you doing physically? How are you doing financially? How are you doing mentally, emotionally, socially, and spiritually? Are you growing in these areas, or are you falling behind? Are you focusing on one or some areas at the expense of others? If you want to maintain a steady sense of balance in life, it's a good idea to set aside at least a few minutes a day to check in on each of these areas. The following five areas specifically. Physically, this is your health. Financially, this is obvious. How are you doing money-wise? Are you growing? Where are your investments? Are you putting away at least 10%? Mentally, are you learning something new? Are you spending a little bit of time reading or learning every day? Emotionally, how are you doing in terms of your emotional health? And how are you doing socially? Are you connecting with people that matter to you in your life? And then finally, how are you doing spiritually? No matter what your religion is or lack thereof, do you do something every day that nourishes your spirit, whether that be meditation, whether that be prayer, whether that be journaling, whether that be just thinking about what you're grateful for? That's a spiritual practice too, gratitude. So, physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, make sure you check in on all the five of those areas on a regular basis, on a daily basis, at least a few minutes a day. Check in, see how you're doing. Are you growing? Are you falling behind? How can you strike a balance? All right, number two, the second nugget of wisdom that I've gleaned from this story that I remind myself of on a daily basis in my own life that hopefully you can implement as well is that of the idea that success is an inside job, right? When that little girl solved her puzzle and told her dad about it and he was so surprised, she shed light on a crucial life lesson that each and every single one of us can benefit from. The lesson that success is an inside job. Put yourself together, the world falls into place. Focus on doing you, in other words, and everything else will work itself out. But it begins with you. When you work on putting yourself together, when you place a powerful purpose at the forefront of your life, when you make productive progress around the priorities that matter most to you, when you take small steps daily towards improving yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, when you put the right habits in place to help you achieve your goals, then you're succeeding from the inside out. That's what it means to put yourself together and watch the rest of the world fall into place. And there's a powerful quote by Confucius that goes like this: we have two lives, and the second begins when we realize we only have one. So don't regret this one life that you have to live. Don't regret neglecting to play with your kid or neglecting to spend time with your parents. Don't regret not going after that dream career. Don't regret not going after that exciting ambition that you've always wanted to go after. And if you screw up, it's all good. So what? We all screw up. We all experience failures in life, and many of us let those failures prevent us from trying again or going after greater goals in the future. But it's a lot easier to forget about the times we tried and failed than it is to forget about the times that we never tried at all. So don't regret not trying again and having given every ounce of energy that you can towards each of the major pieces of your own life puzzle. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakkari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakkari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.